This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The halls are alive with the sound of guitar music at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts today as the biannual Healdsburg Guitar Festival settles in for the weekend. Instrument makers from as far afield as China, Germany, Australia, and South Africa are showcasing their creations alongside dozens of domestic luthiers, including a dozen or so from here in the North Bay. The designs run the gamut from traditional to modern to decidedly exotic. Among the former is Catani craftsman Mark Berry, a furniture maker who started to apply those skills to classic Spanish guitars 9 years ago.
I build in the traditional Spanish style, in which I build on a template called a solera or a patron, patron meaning father, and of course the guitars are then the children. And that form has built into it a doming of the soundboard and an alignment of the guitar pieces and a set of the neck. There are always minor fluctuations and some subtle things you can do to alter the acoustics of the guitar by making small changes when you're building.
Duane Noble also builds traditional guitars at his workshop in Southern Washington, but in addition, he's found a niche crafting what are known as harp guitars, instruments with a second arm curling out from the body to support another set of six tuned but unfretted strings. Not surprisingly, they're more complicated to create.
That's surprising how much additional time it takes compared to a standard six string, but they definitely have a unique tone, in part due to the additional chamber, the harp arm, and the sympathetic vibrations that you get when you're playing the standard six strings. It's basically a way of accompanying yourself, playing a sub-bass line and regular melody. It has a very piano-like tone quality.
Michael McCarthy spent years doing instrument repair in Oakland before veering off into the software industry for a while. 20 years later, he returned to guitar building, but he's found an unexpected way to blend both aspects of his history.
I do something which is heresy to most luthiers. I'm using computer-controlled machinery. I discovered that no archtop has more wood here supporting the top than the depth of the top. So I figured I'll just lay the shape I want on the inside surface of my 3D model of the top, let my CAD program figure out how to carve it, and presto, there it is. This is an innovation that I don't believe anybody has done before, and it really sounds great.
As varied as these luthiers and their many colleagues may be in their preferred styles and approaches, Mark Berry suggests that they all share at least some common sentiments.
Most guitar makers go through about 2 days when they string a guitar of going, I love it, I hate it, no, I love it, no, I hate it, until the guitar settles in and your ear starts to get used to it and you play it a bit to get a feel for it, make some small alterations in it, then you know.
The festival continues through Sunday afternoon with an almost constant series of performances and workshops included in the price of admission. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.